Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Speaking of All-Stars, we did get a big update yesterday. So phase one of All-Star voting is complete. Hugh, we are now on to phase two, which I believe resets to like
Monday.
Yes, so there's a new round of voting. So the fact that, you know, this guy was that many hundreds of thousands ahead of that guy doesn't matter. We start over, but now it's just two players left for each position. So some good news, not so good news for the Phillies. You want to start with the good news or bad news first?
Let's start with the bad news.
All right, the bad news is Kyle Schwarber cannot start the All-Star game because the top vote getter from phase one in each league is automatically in at that position. So it is Shohei Ohtani as the DH in the National League. He won the most votes, so he's the DH. And the American League, it's Ernie Clement for some reason. I don't know why, but whatever. So those two guys will start the All-Star game. That means Schwarber cannot start. Yeah. Also, the bad news is Bryce Harper will not start the All-Star game here in Philadelphia. It is Matt Olson and Freddie Freeman at the top two spots at first base. One of those two will
How
be the starter.
How crazy is that?
Uh-huh.
Because Matt Olson took Freddie's job.
I know. And now they're pitted against each other. But no Bryce. No Bryce.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The other thing, and this has nothing to do with the voting. This is just my perception. Hugh, I think we are moving further away from Christopher Sanchez starting the All-Star game. Did not pitch great last night.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Mizorowski is just, you know, going out there and striking out 15 every time you see him. I think we're not going to get that either. So we are down to three. Now, I'm not saying it's over for Sanchez. Could still happen. But my guess is we're down to three possible starters in the All-Star game representing the Phillies. Hugh, based on the voting, phase one into phase two, those three guys that could start the All-Star game for the Phillies, Brandon Marsh in the outfield, which makes plenty of sense. He is among the top six. So outfielders, they do six. All the other positions, they obviously do two. You got to pick three outfielders. So Brandon Marsh makes it to phase two, along with Andy Páez, Ronald Acuna Jr., who's hurt, Teoscar Hernandez, Juan Soto, and Michael Harris. Hugh, I give Marsh a very good chance of being one of those top three in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other two guys, and we're gonna know, I know what Hugh's going to do. He's going to take this as a win, but actually so am I, so we're both going to do that. At third base, the finalists are Max Muncy of the Dodgers and Alec Boehm of the Phillies.
I had to tell y'all, man, a couple weeks ago.
You did not.
When Don put his hands on his shoulder and said, hey, young man, believe in you. Changed his whole life.
Yeah.
Changed his life. And now he's doing this. With all the turmoil and, you know, all the stuff that's swirling around in his personal, he's made it to the second phase of voting.
And it makes you look like your prediction was spot on.
Hey, man, right? I said 15 home runs.
You did not. I mean, that's
said
not.
12.
You said 30, but that's okay. So let's say,
with a straight face.
So if he wins the vote here starting next week, are you going to take it as a win?
Well, okay, if we're being fair, because I try to be fair and balanced. Of course I am.
Okay.
Of course I am.
I know. I knew it.
I'm going to move the line. I'm going to move the line.
Here's an actual.
Now, he didn't hit the 30 home runs like I predicted, but to make it to All-Star game, that's pretty good.
An actual win. When we did our bowl predictions, and we've talked more about yours this season because it was a good bowl prediction.
It was ridiculous.
Yes, it was. But you said Alec Boehm hit 30 home runs on opening day. And my bowl prediction was that Bryson Stott would start the All-Star game right here in Philadelphia. Now, do I actually think he's deserving of being the All-Star starter? Not really.
Mm-hmm.
But Bryson Stott also made it to the final round of voting.
Congratulations for him.
So it is Ozzie Albies against Bryson Stott. One of those two will start. And it is Max Muncy against Alec Boehm. One of those two will start at third base. And then Marsh is among the six outfielders. Three of those guys will start. Hugh, if you had a guess right now, of the three, how many of them start the All-Star game?
Of the three, say it, Boehm, Stott.
And Marsh. All the finalists now to start in round
Marsh,
two.
Marsh. I'm going to say Marsh and Boehm.
You think Boehm's going to beat Muncy?
I think so. For selfish reasons.
I think it's just going to be Marsh.
Yeah, because I can't see. You're talking about Albies?
Albies versus Stott.
Yeah, no. I don't see that one.
Now, we could stuff the ballot box.
I've been trying. I went to vote,
you
but I can't
wait
vote
till
Monday.
Monday.
Yeah,
okay.
I got to wait till Monday.
So we know what Hugh's going to be doing on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Voting for the All-Star game?
Yeah, well, you know, technically, I'll be on the golf course Monday, but I'll be voting with my phone.
You have your clubs ready to go?
Nope.
You have your outfit picked out?
I haven't figured it out yet. See, shout out to my man. Who was it yesterday? I forgot.
Bo Allen.
Bo.
Who knows?
Yeah, I forgot. Bo hooked me up with a Chubby's outfit. I might wear that. But I'm telling you, man, them shorts are a little snug, man.
I don't know if that's a golf outfit.
Yeah, and them shorts is super snug.
Right.
Some snug ass. No, I don't think I could probably pull that one off. But I got a nice little collared shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wear that.
You wear a cap? A lot of guys wear the golf hat.
Probably
on
not.
On the golf course.
Probably not. I'm going to probably wear, I don't know if it's going to be warm, so I might wear some nice slacks.
So the olive green sweatsuit is not part of the rotation.
It's out.
Because this is like a highbrow type situation.
Uh-oh.
So I got to, I'm going to take pictures and stuff and, just ride around a golf cart and be professional.
Okay. Oh, professional.
That's hard for me to do.
It's been a big professional week around here. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls. And we got to play a clip, 106.7 The Fan down in D.C. Apparently, our guys, J.P. Finlay and Brian Mitchell, B-Mitch, ripping Bryce Harper this morning. We'll get to that. First, though, the man of the last, 20-something hours on WIP, we've been talking about his list today, pitting Hugh at 66 versus a whole bunch of players you should be ahead of. Herb in the Northeast, up here on WIP. Herb?
Hey, Joe, I'm not, I was at the airport at 12:30 last night.
Okay.
I'm not happy with you.
What did I do?
Okay.
We're talking about your list.
You made the list.
This is your list.
It's your list.
That's right. That's right. But the thing is, originally it was going to be top 50, but then I decided to add 30 more people. I did that list in 45 minutes at my house the other day. I gave it to Spike yesterday and Ike, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jack was the one that said, okay, do it. Jack was the one that actually, when I told him about it, I did it, okay? So I'm not a hockey guy, okay?
Clearly.
I watch the games, okay? Listen, I got top 100, okay?
So you've got 20 more.
I already sent that to Jack.
Okay.
I got 20 more, but I move, Hugh Douglas got moved up from where he was and a few other people, and I moved a few things around, okay, to fit in the 100.
Okay.
So, I got the list here. I'm at Tiffany's right now. Ready to pay my bill.
I didn't get to bed till 2:30.
I
had to hang up on John Johnson.
Really?
I had to hang up on him.
What did he do?
That's right, at 2:30 this morning.
Why? What did John do? Was not John being disrespectful?
I got to go to sleep. The girl said I was going to be number one at 2 o'clock, and he put some other dicky dope up there,
He put a slappy on. Yeah, we can't have that, John, Johnson.
I gotta go to sleep.
I gotta go to sleep, man.
It was a bad list.
So you moved Hugh up? Hey, Hugh was too low on that list.
As your cousin down in Texas.
Omar's good, man. He'll be in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Tell him I said hello.
I definitely will.
Omar?
Omar.
How do you know
Omar?
Yeah,
I know. From being with you.
Oh, I get it. You know Omar. I get it.
You understand?
Yeah. No, I know
everybody, dude. Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
So how did you rank Hollis Thomas above Hugh Douglas? Are you serious?
Let me tell you, Hollis Thomas and me were supposed to do a show.
Right.
It was going to be called the H&H Show, and whoever was the producer... Eskin didn't want to do it. Howard Eskin didn't want me to be in on the deal.
Howard's holding you back?
I'm not surprised.
That sounds like Howard.
It does. Guy's unbelievable.
Another
dope.
Character.
He's
Let me
dope.
Tell you.
Howard's a dope.
Zero he's trying to become a one, that guy.
Yeah.
He's worse than a dope, man. Let me tell you.
And his son's a dope, too, right?
What else can I tell you? Joe, you're a piece of work. I'm telling you, man.
What did Joe do?
Herb,
right away.
I'm reacting to the list. That's what I do.
You made the list, Herb.
10 o'clock this morning, I'm out of the shower, and I turn you on, and I hear you talking.
You turn Joe on fresh out of the shower?
I heard you... Slandering my name.
Nobody slandered your name.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just
made a really stupid list.
Okay. I'm reacting to the list.
I only did this for fun.
Yeah.
I only did this for fun. The top 100, top 80, whatever you want.
Wait, 80.
It's only for fun. So all you guys, the people I put on from one, Jimmy Rollins, okay? Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Rollins are the same, 5'7".
No.
Jimmy worked hard.
That's where it stops, the comparison.
Yes, he is.
Herb, okay, Herb, you put Pat Burrell over Chase Utley,
Jimmy,
man. Come on.
I know Jimmy.
Do you even watch
Rollins,
baseball?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't know Jimmy like I know.
You don't know
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Okay.
Well, I know Jimmy was a great player.
Yes, I do know
you,
Jimmy.
No, you don't.
I know all those players.
You know of Jimmy.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Yeah. You like an ass.
You put Burrell over Utley, Herb.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you
Pat
something.
Pat Burrell deserves what I did.
No.
You know why?
No, he's not.
Not over Utley.
He got the winning.
It's a joke.
He got the hit that put him on second base.
Don't let them bully you.
And what they do, then they took him out of the game. And the next guy drove him in, and we won the World Series.
Well, Burrow was
a good player.
Burrell,
a good counter.
I actually think Burrow's a little
Pat
underrated
Burrell,
now, but he's not eight. Come on.
Let me tell you something about Pat Burrell. His problem was used to like to go out with the girls after the games at night. You know that.
Of course.
And drink. And you know what? You don't want to tell me about Pat Burrell. Let me tell you something about Pat Burrell. He hit a 500-foot shot, okay, and the scout was in San Francisco.
We lose Herb?
Kyle, you cut it.
I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Probably for the best, though.
He's still on the line.
Guy was talking nonsense.
All right, let's just take a deep breath. Yeah, I mean, Pat Burrell, I think, is actually underrated at this point, but a number eight on the list, let's be serious.
Ahead of Utley is a joke.
Number eight on the list.
I mean,
is
I'm not sure Herb watches baseball.
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, I think, you know, Herb, obviously a little hurt by us reacting to the list, or me reacting as strongly as I did. It should be an honor. What we do is we take lists that are out there, that are usually by prominent figures, and we react. Like, the top 100 NFL list where Jalen is 84, we're reacting to the list. Herb should feel flattered that we're reacting. Now, did he get Hughes' placement all wrong? Yeah, of course.
But you know
did.
You know what else it says, Joe? It to me, this should be a lesson to other people that you know, because Herb was talking about his show and everything.
Yeah.
So this should be a lesson to other people in the area that try to do what we do.
Yeah.
Like, have something interesting to say.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. Like if you have something interesting to say, then people would either they would listen to you.
You know,
they would listen to what you had to say if you had something to say.
What I'm hearing is Herb's a content machine.
Yeah. He created content.
He did.
From yesterday that carried over to today.
Now,
so that should be something that you should be proud of, and that should be a lesson.
You should be, yes.
To certain individuals.
It's not, if Herb could do it, I mean, that's it.
And Herb did that. What did he say he did it? Like
45 minutes.
And somebody's been, you know.
Yeah.
It's like some people have been trying to do it forever.
Some people have natural talent. Some people do not. Herb's a talented guy. Now, this list is a joke, but that's a different story. 215-592-9494. All right. Speaking of talented, we know Bryce Harper is. He crushed the Nationals last night. Broke their hearts again.
Heartbroken.
And then, he heard them yelling at him and chanting at him. So he stuck up the ring finger as he ran around first base. People probably thought it was a different finger. He clarified after the game. They're not happy, apparently, down in D.C. Our sister station, 106.7 The Fan, our guys, J.P. Finlay and B. Mitch, who we've had on our show before, we've done crossovers, what are they saying this morning on their show about Bryce Harper?
I can't wait to hear what B. Mitch had to say.
It's Bryce Harper. Obviously, he was drafted here, played here, played well. They won a World Series. Once he left, I like to point out, he has zero World Series rings, despite being on a Phillies team that is loaded and spends a lot. And little Bryce is mad that people are booing him. Hit it, Jeff.
You gestured out to right field when you're running the bases. Did you hear them chanting? Why
yeah, I mean, obviously. Ring finger, though. So make sure that's out there. But yeah, I mean, obviously everybody heard it. We heard it the other night. I mean, they were doing the same thing to Trey. Which is crazy because they should probably know their history a little bit with them winning the World Series here. And it's weird coming from a fan base, obviously, that I sweated for 7 years.
You play in Philadelphia, dude. Shut up.
They boo him in Philly when he doesn't do well.
Yeah.
What do you say about ring finger? Because he don't have no ring.
Good point.
All right. So, I mean, I guess he was asking about when he flipped them off, I guess. And he said ring finger. He don't have a ring.
Yeah, it's because when he was running around the bases, he flipped them off with the ring finger instead of the middle finger.
That's kind of hard to do. Like, makes your...
It's easy.
Takes a little bit of effort.
It's hard for me to do.
When you the mischievous cousin, it's easy for me.
I wonder if Monumental showed that.
Ring finger.
It is a ring finger, just like Bryce. He should shut up.
Is that how it ends? He should shut up? That's it?
That's it. You couldn't, like, I wanted to hear what B. Mitch had to say, because it sounded like, first of all, it sounded like B. Mitch was eating a sandwich. Like, you know.
Yeah, nobody's ever had anything.
You former Eagles.
No, I'm just saying. This sounded like B. Mitch eating a sandwich. Guys, I got a text, me like, no, were you eating a sandwich?
He's eating sandwiches. You're eating candy on the yeah, air. What are we doing right here?
But, The nerve I have to call out another host.
I know.
For eating on the air. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, you hypocrite.
Would Bryce have been better off just giving them the actual finger?
Yes.
The reaction is, oh, that he crossed the line or whatever. Do you care? Like, does that affect?
No, because it's confusing.
Because the ring gets everyone
because
that response is natural. Like, where's
because
your
if you
ring?
Point, or you could, like, you know, when you. Like, because when you do the death finger, it's like, what are you talking about, a ring? Most people that do the ring finger, they do this.
They point to
the finger.
But,
you know,
but Bryce doesn't have a ring.
When Jerry Rice came here and people were booing him, he actually had his rings, and he put them on each one of his fingers.
He had a lot of rings.
And did this. So that's where it didn't track. And it made you think, like, why would you – if you're gonna be that emboldened and you feel that kind of way about just flipping the bird, man. Just flip them the bird.
I think because, actually it would be easier.
Because you know what's funny? They bleeped it out anyway, like you flipped them the bird. And the storyline is you flipped them the bird. Now it's like it makes you look silly, to be honest, because you didn't. You flipped the ring finger. Now everybody's pointing out the fact that you don't have a ring.
Right.
Because that's what winners do. Like when winners talk about, you know, when they do stuff like that, you automatically say, oh, he won a ring. So that's why he did that. You didn't do that. So that's why it's weird.
I mean, I agree. I wouldn't anticipate Bryce would actually give the Nationals fans the finger. It doesn't feel like his brand, but he kind of did anyway. And then it was the other finger. It was the ring finger. Let's go to Eric, who's up on WIP. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys.
Me.
Hey, Eric.
Thank you for taking my call. I have to hurry up. I'm the secretary for the local chapter of the Ronald McDonald Fan Club here in Sonoma County. Okay. So, thank you.
Okay, I'm glad we got you in before you had to go back to work.
Thanks, Eric. You really found your niche.
No problem.
It's the deadpanning of the jokes.
You found your lane.
I
can't do nothing about it. Hey, it's okay.
If you missed it yesterday, Hugh ranked Ronald McDonald as his top clown of all time.
Grew up a big fan, he said.
Grew up a big fan.
Go ahead, Eric.
Okay.
All right.
So, can I do the Hugh list, the 56th rank, whatever? I'm ready for that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, he's just ready to get right to it.
All right. You know what? Let me give you a good one then. All right. So, Hugh was ranked 66 on Herb's list here. Who do you think was a better Philadelphia athlete since 2000? Hugh Douglas. Or Cliff Lee?
Oh, Hugh Douglas. No question.
Okay. You know what? I don't think that's no question.
Wait a minute. Didn't Cliff Lee win a World Series? Was it? No, he was a part of the Four Horsemen, though, right?
Yeah, so
no,
he,
the Trinity, the Holy Trinity. One of them.
He helped them get back in 2009, but
yes,
they lost to the Yankees.
Okay.
Now, he and Eric, good phone call. The only two games they won, Cliff Lee pitched. Game one, game five.
Okay.
Like, in terms of doing your part, Cliff Lee absolutely did his part in 2009. He dominated.
I like Cliff Lee. I'm a fan of Cliff Lee.
I think Cliff Lee against you is a pretty tough one. Now, Cliff Lee did not win a Cy Young, but he got really close, right? If he wasn't pitching with Roy Halladay or in the same league as Clayton Kershaw, he might have won a Cy Young. He was an awesome postseason pitcher. And he was here, in terms of the 2000s, probably the roughly the same time you were here, because you were here four years.
Yeah, no, you know what? You know what it was? I remember we did the Subway Series. It was me and shout out to John Belairs. And I remember we were at Fox, and they lost it because John had... We lit up Philly Blunts on the program. We lit them up on the broadcast
on TV.
Or was it the World? It was one of the times, and they were like, "What the hell are you guys doing?" And it was wild. It was wild. What were we doing the coverage?
Yeah, of the World Series.
Of the World Series, yes.
Kyle, better Philly athletes since 2000, Hugh or Cliff Lee?
I'd never seen Cliff Lee unload on Sean King's back.
That's true.
Hate you,
he did dominate a game one of the World Series, though.
Did that not happen?
You take it too far.
I mean, I asked the question, he answered. That was his answer.
You take it way too far.
I don't know what the problem is.
Cliff Lee
with a straight face. Huh? Okay, I got you.
I actually think it's a tough one. Cliff Lee was here parts of 4 years, 2009, back in 2011, 2012, 2013. He was here 2001, 2002, and 2004.
They both had gap years.
They both had gap years. Yes. Actually, kind of similar. They were not the best player on their team, but they were close at points to the best player on their own team.
So it's a push.
That one's pretty close to push.
Tiebreaker is the unloading.
All right. Neither won a championship, so the tiebreaker is the unloading on Sean King. I could buy that. Cliff Lee ranked 23rd on Herb's list. 215-592-9494.
It's a Friday.
It is a Friday. We're about to get much classier on this show because we're going to bring a guest in. In studio, Milt Thompson is going to join us. We'll talk some Phils, but also we're going to talk about the HBCU Swingman Classic coming up here in Philadelphia. So there's a lot of All-Star Game stuff going on around the game, right? They have the Futures game. That's like a celebrity thing. The Home Run Derby on Monday, the game on Tuesday. But on the Friday, leading into All-Star Weekend, it's the HBCU Classic. Milt Thompson, a part of it. He was part of it last year in Atlanta. He's going to tell us all about it. Excited to have Milt Thompson in studio with us next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And you know what we have going on here? We can't forget. It's Fridays here on the show, which means Fan Cash Fridays are powered by Fanatics Sportsbook, America's fastest-growing sportsbook. You have to be the 10th caller right now to our contest line. Kyle, can you give out that contest number? Because people need to know that there was a big thing on the morning show as they were debating the contest number this morning live on the air.
Hold on. They were debating it?
Yes, because Joe said he had the wrong one. James said he had the right one. No, and it lasted two full minutes.
Did either of them have 445-544-8300?
They got there eventually.
Okay.
All right. So that's
the correct number.
445-544-8300.
Yes.
There's your number right there. Hop on that contest line for your chance to win $100 in FanCast from Fanatic Sportsbook every Friday. Winning hits different right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.